Pope Benedict XVI is preparing to celebrate some of the most joyful festivities of the Christian year. Later this evening, he will celebrate Midnight Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. But as we speak, thousands of people are gathered in St. Peter's Square, where the Vatican's nativity scene has just been unveiled and where the vigil ceremony is concluding. Joining us live on the line from St. Peter's is Catherine Smybert. Good evening, Catherine.
Good evening, Emma. Yes, St. Peter's Square is buzzing with Christmas spirit. I'm here amidst thousands, as you said, of Christmas Eve pilgrims, both young and old, as this enormous life-size nativity scene helps in placing our focus on the reason for the season. It's a tradition, Emma, that was inaugurated by Pope John Paul II back in 1982, and of course one along with that of the huge Christmas tree we're standing under that Pope Benedict XVI desired to keep alive. Now, the nativity scene itself is larger than life. It's a representation which recreates the reality of the poor Palestinian village of 2000 years ago. Inspired by the Gospel of St. Luke, the actual manger of the Christ child is sheltered by a large canvas tent which covers a grotto typical of the landscape around Bethlehem. On the right, there's a representation of an inn where travellers meet and rest, and to the left, a picturesque scene from the daily life of peasant villages, including some lovely palm trees, which really give you more of a sense of being in the Middle East itself. At 6 o'clock then, the Holy Father came out at his study window where he then blessed the nativity scene and lit the traditional candle of peace, which Christians worldwide leave at their windows on Christmas Eve in a symbolic gesture to light the way for the Holy Family on their journey. Emma, it truly is a spectacular beginning to a wonderful Christmas weekend.
Thank you, Catherine. Well, the Christmas atmosphere is well underway here at the Vatican. Earlier today, Pope Benedict warned Christians not to shut Christ out of Christmas by giving way to commercialism.
Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent and also this year Christmas Eve.
Pope Benedict XVI reiterated the importance of human life today from its beginning to its natural end. He also urged people to overcome prejudices as they prepare for the coming of the Lord this Christmas.
The liturgy of today's celebration invites all believers to welcome joyful the promised Messiah who comes to us through the Virgin Mary.
The Holy Father was speaking to pilgrims gathered beneath his study window to hear his traditional Angelus prayer at noon. Speaking in Italian following the prayer, the Pope said that Christ's birth at Christmas helps us to be aware of how valuable human life is, the life of every human being from its first instant to its natural setting.
Il Natale di Cristo ci aiuta a prendere coscienza di quanto valga la vita umana.
His words on the sanctity of life came in the wake of the death of Pier Giorgio Welby in Rome earlier this week. Welby was terminally ill with the degenerative disease muscular dystrophy. Rome prosecutors have opened an investigation into his death and have questioned as a witness the doctor who sedated him and disconnected his respirator. Speaking to the faithful of Rome this Sunday, Pope Benedict urged them to recognize in the mystery of Christmas God's immense love for each one of us.
Gesù è venuto per ciascuno di noi e in lui ci ha resi fratelli.
He said, by sending his son to save us, God shows how precious and unique we all are to him. The Pope also urged people to overcome preconceived ideas and prejudices, to tear down barriers and eliminate contrasts that divide, or worse, set individuals and peoples against each other as they prepare for the coming of the Lord this Christmas.
I wish you all a blessed Christmas filled with the peace of Christ our Lord and Saviour.
The Pope himself will usher in the festive season with the celebration of Midnight Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. The solemn celebration will be beamed around the world to millions of homes, as will his traditional Urbi et Orbi address, Latin for "to the city and the world," which traditionally the Pope gives at midday on Christmas Day.